Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I'm living an ugly you. I'm a sexy you, you understand? Girl all over the globe wanna fuck you, you understand?
Right, Tibor, Laura Rosenberg.
Wait, Laura, I'm tired of beating you all week. I'm not playing Laura Never Loses today.
Why?
Because I've been winning all week.
Oh, my God. You have not been winning all week. I think I won like once.
No, I think I won all week.
Maybe not.
Maybe three times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to give away these tickets then.
Good. Hurry up.
Right now, we got tickets to the Invesco Triple Q Legacy Classic HBCU College Basketball doubleheader that's going down on February 3rd in Newark, New Jersey. It's back. So if you want these tickets, call us up right now, 800-223-9797.
Yo, Laura, Rosenberg's in Orlando today. He's checking in for sure. You're positive? He's doing like a wrestling. He's down there
me.
For like Royal
Excuse
Rumble
me.
Or
something.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
And I'm in Tampa. It's not
Tampa.
Get your random Florida towns right, sir.
My fault.
Get your non-Miami Florida towns correct. Thank you.
Wait, Rosenberg, you're down there for Royal Rumble.
That's right.
So you could
exciting.
We could get like a for the wrestling fans. Maybe we should get an update from you or something. Like, is there anything to, for us to know?
Well, it's tomorrow night.
Okay,
it's on Peacock.
All right.
It's going to be crazy because there's been so much crazy news in WWE generally that this is going to be a doozy. You don't know who's going to show up.
We might see The Rock.
I mean, hey, I don't know.
We don't know.
I think we'll see Brock, maybe The Rock.
Well, we have Montez Ford and Bianca Belair coming up, too, later on in the program.
Come on now.
Come
Let's
on
do
now.
It. All right, guys, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, The Daily Show is going back to a familiar face. Very interesting. I'll let you know who's coming back in the Flashing Lights report.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the Flash and Lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right, guys. Jon Stewart, who originally hosted the show from 1999 to 2015, The Daily Show, is headed back to Comedy Central, but only on Mondays. So from Tuesday to Thursday, fans will see some of their favorite correspondents. So it's going to be a rotating thing like they've been doing. But now part-time. He's coming part-time on Mondays. They're saying he's going to take you through the election. So, which I think is really dope. I really enjoy Jon Stewart. And I don't necessarily watch The Daily Show every day, but I really enjoy the clips. You know what I mean? Do you catch the clips online?
Yeah. Jon Stewart, he's interesting. I'm confused, though. It's a daily show. Was it always weekly, or is it now they're doing a daily weekly show?
No, it's daily, Shawnee. That's what it's called, The Daily Show.
So what did you say, like, is happening once a week? Just Jon Stewart?
He's coming back, and Jon Stewart is hosting on Mondays. So
he's going
to be a regular on Mondays.
Got
but throughout
you.
The rest of the week is going to be different people. So John Oliver, I think, has done it before. Olivia Munn, Hasan Minhaj. So a lot of people have been, you know what I mean, special guests. So I think they're going to continue to just kind of shake up the roster.
Got you.
Which I kind of enjoy hearing different voices and different takes. But having John Stewart every Monday, I think, is kind of fire.
Right. To talk about politics?
I mean, what else? You know, politics, Johnny. Right.
Exactly. I'm into it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the Flash Lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Tibor in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg, Friday vibes. Speaking of Fridays, you know we do Freedom Friday the next hour. That's happening after 8. People just jump on the line, speak their mind, say what you want, because it's America. America.
It makes me nervous, Ebro.
I mean, we don't get Trump calls. What makes you nervous?
Let's see.
We don't get, rando racist calls so far.
Not yet, but as we get closer to the election, if we keep going with this, we know it's where it's coming.
I think people want to call and be positive, man. We got a lovely fan base. We have an amazing support of an amazing community. We have hardworking people who just want to maybe have a convo, talk about what they're going through.
This is only our third week doing it, man.
Optimistic, man.
If you think that's how Freedom Friday is going to remain, I got a button for you.
Damn it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself.
Well, let's see. Let's give him a shot, Rosenberg.
So, Rosenberg, I don't want you guys to continue to keep saying that Freedom Friday is going to turn negative. You know why? Because then it's going to turn negative.
We're just predicting.
Hit these guys with the button.
Congratulations. You
play. Listen, we know we got some a-holes out there in the world. We don't have to encourage them to call up and troll us. We don't need that.
You know what? I hear you. I hope today's a great Freedom Friday. All right?
There will be. Watch.
I'm in Florida right now. I'm in the home of freedom. They didn't even have a pandemic down here.
Freedom. I'm not wearing a mask.
Tampa skipped the whole pandemic. They just lived.
Oh, that's right. God. We don't care if you live or die. Live or die. Don't tread on me, brother.
Now, speaking of craziness.
Are you trying to do a segue? Hit this guy with the button. There was no segue.
Yeah, there was no segue.
You should have just transitioned. There was no segue. Yeah.
All right, so on to congratulations. You played yourself we're doing. We haven't really mentioned this all week, but I feel like this was worth ending the week with to discuss. Have you guys kept an eye at all on the story coming out of Kansas City where the three Chiefs fans died outside a friend's house?
Wait. I heard that people got frostbite and some hypothermia from being out in the cold and had to call 911. What else is going on?
Died. Three friends outside one house dead.
Because of hypothermia and frostbite?
They supposedly froze to death. And now the back and forth, this case is going to end up being really crazy. The guys' names are, who sadly passed away, are Clayton McGreeny, David Harrington, and Ricky Johnson. Mm. All in their 30s. They were found dead and frozen solid in the backyard of their friend Jordan Willis's house back on January 9th.
Wait, where's Jordan?
Oh, well, we'll get to Jordan. So this was 2 days after they'd had a party to watch. I think it was a Chiefs-Chargers game back on January 7th. Police found the bodies after one of the guy's fiancés requested a welfare check when he never returned home that Sunday. And the dude whose house it was wasn't answering the phone. When the police finally arrived, guys, dig this. Willis reportedly answered with a wine glass in his hand and claimed he had no idea his friends were dead in his backyard. What? His attorney said that his client had been sleeping near a loud fan and wearing noise-canceling headphones for 2 days as his friends' families frantically tried to reach him to locate their loved ones.
Nah, dial M for murder.
Oh, my God.
Nah, some of this funny business. 2 days, you slept for 2 days. What type of drugs y'all was doing?
Well, and by the way, this is the initial button, right? First of all, that defense of I didn't know, I was asleep, I was wearing noise-canceling headphones, laying by a fan for 2 days, Laura?
It's insane. 2 days.
Nah, bro, it was high, bro. That's drugs. We sleep like
that's
that. You was on something.
Yeah. 100%.
So is your guess, and we don't want to besmirch those we've already passed, but would your guess here be everybody was just doing hardcore drugs and these guys all left at the same time and all passed out in the snow?
It still doesn't make sense. Yeah, I have no contribution here, brother.
Yeah, the only thing I guess we'll wait till.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know if they OD'd all together. I don't know if they passed. See, because the other thing is, let's say they did pass out in the yard because they were intoxicated and freeze to death. I guess it's plausible.
That's the only explanation I can think of.
But it's still. I'm trying to think of what kind of bizarro drug situation it would be where all three would have the same thing happen and no one would wake up during that time. they apparently, like, went out there at night, or it happened during the start. Maybe they left during the day. Yeah, they left during the day when it was 30 degrees, and then they say it went down to 15 degrees that night. And no one woke up? Because, Ebro, I would think, I'm no medical, as you can tell, I'm no forensics expert.
You know what I'm
saying? You would think you'd have hours before you freeze to death.
Nothing to worry about. Well, I don't know, bro. I literally don't know. If they fell asleep, passed out unconscious, outside in below freezing temperatures, I mean, at that point, if the frostbite don't wake you up because you're so intoxicated, mm-hmm. and the hypothermia don't wake you up because you're so intoxicated and you're just out of it, I guess you freeze to death.
Is this an inappropriate time for the button?
Nope, because you know me. I don't have it. When you do something dumb and die, I'll hit you with the button.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's not sad.
You played yourself.
No, absolutely. Right. People die every day, B, and it's a congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, you was driving fast without a seatbelt on?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, the roads was wet. You was driving fast without a seatbelt on?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, you was playing with a gun.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make it less tragic, but it's still a But then there's something about falling asleep in the snow and freezing to death that also mixes the congrats, Shawnee, with a little bit of
How do you fall asleep in the snow? Sorry, I just don't.
But y'all have made up the falling asleep in the snow part. Just so we're clear. We don't know what happened.
I mean, I guess there's a chance that the friend straight up murdered all his friends. He said, I'm going to have a party for a football game and then kill all my friends and then not even move their body. Like, I'm trying to think, it doesn't make sense.
Or they all got, like, falling asleep is the wrong word, passed out. If it's true that he was asleep for 2 days. If it's true that he was asleep for 2 days with noise-canceling headphones on, laying next to a fan. By the way, why would you be laying next to a fan in cold-ass temperatures? That don't even add up. And I'm not even CSI, and I can see that's a lie. But
I smell narcotics.
Drugs. You have to think that, right? Because it means all of them were so high. Like, he was so high that he didn't realize that his friends had even left. Mm-hmm. Then he was so high that he slept for 2 days.
Yes.
Now, here's something interesting. An expert did say in this article I'm reading, there are dozens of potential prescription drugs that when combined with alcohol could cause a level of sedation that would lead to ultimately freezing to death.
There you have it.
Including Xanax, Valium, Ativan. All possible culprits.
Yo, if you're just out here doing drugs and mixing it with alcohol, you get this button.
And leaving your house. No, and by the way, you're out of the house. You don't move around.
You played yourself.
Listen, if you're going to experiment with drugs or play around with drugs, there's levels to this. Weed, okay. Shrooms, okay, getting crazy. Alcohol, obviously, is like, okay. Once you start going into pharmaceuticals...
And mixing your pharmaceuticals.
And then you're mixing your pharmaceuticals.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And then you thought, I'm going to move around a little bit. Let me leave the house, too.
I'm going to go outside. Yo,
listen, I do not recommend anyone experimenting with drugs. But if for some reason you've decided the path that you're going to do is that, I strongly recommend not deciding to do it while moving around outside in low temperatures. I'm going to strongly recommend you stay in your warm house.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's time for another episode of Curved here, Ebro in the morning. Both parties agreed to be on Ebro in the morning, but they both don't know that they'll actually be on the phone at the same damn time. Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Kev curved you. He never hit you back. You guys talked for a couple weeks. You guys went on two dates. The first date, how was that?
The first date was great. I mean, we went for dinner and drinks. It was just a really nice time.
And then the second date, what happened?
Oh, we went to his place for a movie.
Just a movie. No chill. No Netflix.
I mean, yeah, we chill.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Aaliyah, y'all smashed.
Yes, we did.
And how was it? It was really good?
Yeah, it was. We had a good connection.
Then he didn't hit you back after he got the draws on the second day. And now you're calling us to figure out if that's really what happened.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I mean, this is classic. I've seen it 1,000 times, guys.
Oh, this is awkward.
Hello.
Kev, this is Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles Rosenberg. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. You agreed to be on Curve because you went on a date with Aaliyah.
No.
First date, my notes say you guys had dinner and drinks.
Right.
And you liked that?
It was cool. You know, and then later on we went watch TV and stuff like that in my crib. And, you know, I banged out a little bit.
Oh, y'all hit on the first date too. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So what happened? How come you didn't call her back?
I don't like easy chick like that, man. You know?
Wow.
I like wholesome girls, you know, just too quick to get up the cooking.
So why'd you hit?
Listen, you got in front of you, what you gonna do? Just take it, right? So that's what I did.
You stopped texting her just because of moral issues.
Moral issues, you know? I want a wholesome chick, not no little chicken head.
Well, we have Aaliyah on the phone,
that's
Kev.
Not necessary.
Aaliyah?
You what?
Aaliyah, Aaliyah's on the phone, Kev. Yep.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, Aaliyah, how do you feel about what he's saying?
I think that's real messed up. You know, that happened doesn't mean that I'm easy, and it certainly doesn't mean that I'm not wholesome. I got great morals. I have a great education, and facts. I thought we had a connection. But, you know, it's all good. You live and you learn.
Well,
whatever.
Your education don't mean nothing, chick. I mean, you're giving up your that's a deuce, man. That's just that's know that you eat.
It's not. What? How do you know it's deuce? It could have just been with you, but that's all right. It's all good.
Nah,
you know,
you
one person
chick,
thinks something of you,
girl.
And it don't matter. On to the next, whatever.
Well, exactly. Next.
Well, that was easy. I guess you guys won't be going out again.
No, I didn't.
Hell no.
Not like that. She played herself.
How did she play herself?
She played herself by just laying there and just giving up her legs like that, man.
Yeah, but you wanted it too.
But you did it.
So what? I mean, what dude wouldn't? I mean, the get hard, you do what you do.
It seemed like he the one that don't have the morals.
But what about for the woman? She can't have the same thing?
She don't have that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
what do you mean she
deep.
Doesn't have that? What kind of is that? What are you talking about?
You know
that's
what?
It. She's a good-looking chick and all that. Nice, robust, and all that. But
robust?
Man, you just got to slob and carry on all that. You know? She could have laid back and said, you know, not now. But she was easy.
Because it sounds like she's kind of dumbfounded by this whole thing. So I just want to say this on behalf of other men and probably women listening. You need to shut your bitch ass up. You sound like a real idiot, man. You're telling her that she did wrong and you did the exact same thing, but the difference is she's a woman?
My if you'd seen this, you would have done the same thing. Man.
And then I wouldn't judge her for it. Why would I judge her?
You're playing yourself like that, man. Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Well, you're just cursing a lot. You're not making any sense, bro.
Yo, Kev.
I make good sense.
Kev.
What's up?
Kev, here's the thing. I think what I would like to say to you is, A, you're fucking it up for other dudes. B, if a woman decides...
what I do is what I do. What the other dudes do is what they do. Just like you do what you do.
Yeah, but wait, listen to me, Kev. If you have a connection with a woman, right, and it's a real connection... Ain't you at family court right now?
That right now, man.
I appreciate you coming on the program, Kev.
Bullshit, yo, have a good day.
Damn. That's what a straight bitch sounds like. You want to know what a straight bitch sounds like? That was what a bitch sounds like.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg, you dig?
So, Netflix made a movie with Halle Berry that you're never going to see because they pulled it completely. It's called The Mothership. And which is kind of wild because I'm reading on Entertainment Weekly. I'm like, wait a second. So, it's a science fiction drama. It's called The Mothership.
Mm-hmm.
But wait. You're not in because it's never going to be released.
Why?
It's saying that the streaming service will not complete or release the film. It finished. It basically, it was almost done. They say they finished principal photography. Multiple lengthy post-production delays led to the decision not to complete the film. So it was almost done. But now they're just like, now they're banishing the complete project. Dang.
That's crazy because Halle Berry in sci-fi movies is fire. I don't know if you ever seen. Did you ever see the movie Moonfall, Laura? A couple of years ago, she was in a movie called Moonfall, and it was fire. You know, about the moon falling out of orbit or whatever. But still,
Halle Berry
in space. You had me as soon as you said Mothership Halle Berry. I was like, oh, I'm there. When's it coming out?
I know.
Now I'm tight.
I know. Damn, this sucks, man.
Yeah.
The Mothership will never see the light of day.
Come on. I hope she at least got the bag. You know what I'm saying? You
know. Yeah, I hope so too.
For the time spent. Womp, 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 womp.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg, new Friday segment. Happy Friday, everybody. Freedom Friday. We open the lines. You say whatever you want.
Oh, I love it. I think.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tony.
Tony, Freedom Friday, what you got for us, man?
What's up, Tony?
Uh-oh, why you like that, Laura?
I don't know. Okay, let's see what Tony has to say.
I want to know how y'all met Shawnee Culture.
How we met Shawnee Culture. What a great question, Tony.
Okay.
Love that. Thank you for calling with that,
That's a free question.
No, it's great. So Shawnee Culture used to work at, back in the days, had to be 03.
Yeah, 03, 04.
He was in a department that we had called research. It was a call out research department.
Yeah. You were in a research department?
Yeah. So we could know what songs the people loved and what songs
In other
they
words,
did.
It was just a job they gave people when they were new at the radio station.
I started in research.
Mad people did.
Entry level position, yeah.
They don't have those departments anymore. And then after that, Tracy Clardy suggested you run a board.
Yeah, but I was doing the MC battles in the underground. And then they wanted to do an MC battle on the Summer Jam stage.
Got it.
And that kind of gave me a little thing, whatever. And then right after that, Tracy was like, do you want a full-time job doing a morning show? Through, I think, maybe a suggestion.
I suggested Shawnee because I knew he knew how to stay on beat. You know what I'm saying? And he had musical background, so he would make things flow and sound good. And when you do a morning show, there's so many different things. Sounds and beats and commercials and transitions, and it's not like another shift that you got to have somebody who has that kind of awareness, which is why our show sounds so great. Most times.
There you go. How's that?
Does he know how to freestyle?
Does he know how to freestyle?
Well, why do you ask? You just curious?
You want bars?
I'm just curious. I want to hear what you have to say.
You want to hear what I got to say? Can I freestyle?
You want some,
yo, one, two, one, two.
Wow. Yeah.
Me as a cub, I was running through the streets of Queens. Born lion like Tafara. King is in my jeans. Drums of freedom beating from my heart into a song. I remain strong, persistent in righting your wrongs.
Bars for that ass.
Drink some ginger to that.
Drink some ginger, family.
Thanks, bro.
Tony, great question. Let's go to Judy on the line. Judy, Freedom Friday, say what you want to say. What would you like to say?
I like to say that I listen to you guys every day. We love you so much.
Love you too.
My kids love the Curve session.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not know who LLJ Cool J was
until
you guys kept making fun of them.
Did you tell them that? Did you tell them that his real name is not LL Cool J, but it's LL Cool J?
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much. Please do not let your children grow up thinking that his name is LL Cool J.
Don't disrespect the
God. LL Cool J, y'all. So it's a whole joke in my house.
So you don't want it to go anywhere, do you?
Trump, huh?
I said, so you don't want that drop to go anywhere. You like it.
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I think the LL Cool J will be good because his name is going to still be out, you know, in people's mouths.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if a legend like LL Cool J wants it to become a joke to play with his name. So just be careful with that. The reason I brought it up the other day was because I just wanted to make sure that we were having honest dialogue.
LLJ Cool J.
Now, Judy, you said you had something on Trump, too. What'd you have?
The Trump situation, he really should not be in power at all. My kids are so confused because they see him going to court and then they see him winning these countries. So that is horrible. Right.
Oh, the state, yeah, him winning these states, yeah. No, it's definitely not a representation of the moral code I think our nation would like to believe it has.
In theory.
In theory. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your call, Judy. I think that's a big congrats, too. That's a huge.
Congratulations.
Because there's definitely parents having to explain following the rules and abiding by laws to their kids. Mm-hmm. But when the president doesn't have to or isn't, how are you reconciling that?
It's a problem. It's a real problem, especially if he were to somehow win.
Jennifer's on the line. Freedom Friday. Jennifer, what do you have for us?
Hi, I'm tired of these reckless drivers.
Okay.
Who stick out the middle finger for no darn reason.
Wow.
Okay.
They just don't care. Stick out the middle finger for no reason. They're the ones driving recklessly.
Facts. Talk to them, Jennifer. I'm with you on this.
I don't like this. Right.
Road rage. I'm tired. I had to follow this lady the other day and take her picture of her license plate because I was like, no, I need to report this. This is crazy.
There
this
you go.
Reported a middle finger to the police.
She reported a reckless driver, sir.
Yes.
Got you.
Not just a middle finger, a reckless driver, and
right.
I'm with you.
Got you.
I'm with you. Especially, listen, I love the Uber drivers and taxi drivers, but some of y'all, bro, have no regard for what else is going on in traffic. You can pull over and park your car anywhere. Double park anywhere.
Yeah, and a lot of
switch lanes anywhere.
You're not really pro drivers. You're just an Uber driver. All due respect.
Wait, but a lot of them are women, Ebro. A lot of them are women.
No, I'm not saying anything about women. I know some women who can drive.
Wait, so why are you coming after women, though? This sounds crazy.
Saying that a lot. That she
knows
this is a woman.
Most of them have been women. I'm a woman. I'm sorry, but I have to say, I have to call them out. They're the worst drivers.
No.
Wow.
Damn.
Worst
drivers. Damn.
This
got crazy.
Self-hate's the worst hate, though.
It is. This is why the WNBA can't get their numbers up.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing. You're going to pull that business on my wife.
Well, she can get busy in the car.
She's stuck driving with me. I have to deal with her constantly talking ish. She wants me to drive and wants to talk trash about my driving. But she knows she is a New York City whipper. Come like on, it's fam. What she's done her whole life.
Queens.
I love it. Ezra, Freedom Friday. The floor is yours. What would you like to say?
Well, first of all, good morning. Before I go in, it has nothing to do with the politics.
Okay.
It has to do with a comment that Ebro left. I guess maybe he thought he was on his burner account. But
no, that's my account. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You do?
Because Russell Westbrook's a great guy. I just wish he would actually be able to win a ring in his career. Right. I don't think he would.
Wait, so what was the comment?
Let him say it.
Well, I guess maybe, I know it's hard to read tone on Instagram, but it was, I guess, what was it? Russ is such a good dude, sucks he'll never get a ring. But before I even go in, I just want to say, Ebro, I'm a big fan. I might be a bigger fan of Russ, but I listen to you guys every morning, and you guys
couldn't let that slide, Ezra. You couldn't let it slide.
No, but I gotta say, when it's all said and done, we're gonna miss Russell Westbrook.
Listen, I've always loved how Russell Westbrook plays basketball.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I actually, when I see it, and I've never met the man, when I see him interact with like regular people and fans and this all, amazing, great dude.
Seems like it.
Unfortunately, it's the way it's played out. Him, James Harden, they may never see a ring, guys.
I agree in that statement, but we can lift people up without bringing them down in that way.
Oh, no. Yo, listen, let me tell you something. When you are a professional athlete or a professional at any level, and you come up short, you made it or you won. You just didn't make it to the mountaintop. Right. There is nothing slanderous about saying somebody as great an individual athlete as Westbrook may never, it sucks he won't get a ring.
But it may play out badly for you this year because that team's getting pretty good.
No, they're really good. I don't think they're the best in the league, though. I don't think they're going to beat Denver.
I think they could beat Denver.
We shall see, Ezra, and call back if it happens.
Ezra, I respect your commitment to Russell Westbrook.
There you go, Ezra.
Yo, why not, right?
That's right.
I would say why, but yeah, why not?
Sure. Shout out. What a great call. And for our last call, this may take a turn. Freedom Friday. This guy's name or woman's name is Mijanu. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it right.
Okay.
Mijanu?
It is Mijanu, and I'm a female. Mijanu. I identify as a female.
Perfect. Hey, Mijanu.
Hey, Mijanu.
Yes, yes. Good morning, guys.
Freedom Friday, the floor is yours. What would you like to say?
Okay, I've got a lot to unload on you guys.
Wow.
Good and bad.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
So, hi, Shawnee, Cass.
Hey.
I wanted to say, Laura, I hope that Kent's been starting to sleep you tonight. I'm kind of going through sleep regression with my son.
Okay, okay.
Peter, I don't know how you do it, like going back and forth with people, because here on my side of the world, I'm kind of feeling destitute. Like when people talk about politics, it's kind of like, I feel like, all right, I kind of hope that Trump wins at this point just so that you guys feel satisfied and we don't have to see the rhetoric anymore or like the signs on people's homes. It's really annoying. Like literally across the street from my kid's school, there's like a flag. Like, Biden is a dumbass. Sorry. For
No. Sorry.
No, I've seen. Wait, what town are you in?
We're in Bergenfield, New Jersey.
I've seen that sign across from the school.
My son goes to that school, and I, like, we constantly have to, like, explain it away, and it's so sad, but...
But I don't understand like, how...
So they can take their signs down.
Well, I don't understand the sort of sign... has curse words on it in front of a school. She's not lying.
Exactly.
It's right across from a school. Like, why would you think that's cool?
What's it say?
It says Joe Biden's a dumbass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they let that rock.
And that's across from and then not like a high school or a college. It's across from like elementary school, I think, right?
It's an elementary school. Shout out to Washington School in Bergenfield, New Jersey. But yeah, like, it's really sad. And also, Ebro, congratulations to you and Jazz.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a doula, so if you
do,
hello.
Yeah, but anyway, it's feeling a little hopeless, you know.
No, that's what they want you to do. They want you to feel inundated and hopeless. Don't do it. Can't give up. It doesn't sound like you are a pro-Trump person. It sounds like you're I want calm, I want the chaos gone, and I want
peace, I don't want problems.
Right, and unfortunately, I gotta tell y'all, if Trump is able to win this time, you will see more people like Trump in your child's future.
Yeah.
And if that's not what you want your children looking at, somebody who has all these allegations and lawsuits and breaking the law and skirting around because he's rich and all that, if that's not the tone you want to set for your kids, I would suggest you keep
fighting the fight. Because you're right, it's bad enough we're going to see someone else post-Trump. No matter who wins this next one, there's going to be further crazed right-wing extremist types.
That's right.
That is going to happen now. We're in that world.
But
to Ebro's point, the criminality part, though,
that's
what could take us to a whole... is that not only will we elect right-wingers, we'll elect people who are outright criminals. It does not matter.
Even deeper is this idea that the law doesn't apply to certain individuals.
Right.
Right.
Mijanu, thank you for your call today. Freedom Friday. I think we lost all of our Trump listeners.
It's possible, by the way.
Because they don't call.
They used to be like, I like the show, but...
Right, where they at?
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up!
Ebro in the morning.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg, you dig?
It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite. Shine the light on your problems. Your hard times. Let me burn the sage right now. I think our guru brother is taking a little bathroom break, so we're going to let him zen his ass over there.
I was trying to mimic Sean what Sean does to contribute to the segment.
All right, Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there needing gurus.
saving lives live.
As I guru from the middle of Trumplandia, aka Tampa, Florida.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm not, listen, it's weird because in one sense, this place is repug. In another sense, it's a great time.
Wait, I've never been to Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Florida.
Never been to Tampa.
Never.
No clear water.
Never.
Never any never. Of it.
The closest I've been is Orlando.
Got it. No, different animal.
Same.
I was here a bunch, remember, during the pandemic?
Yeah.
And I'll just say, it scared me when I was here because they didn't have a pandemic. They just were outside.
Oh, no, it's mad. Yeah.
No, they were outside.
I went to Nashville. Nashville was like that. They were like, pandemic.
Where? What part of Nashville? Because I was in Nashville, too. It was very much, if you didn't have a mask on, you couldn't come in the store.
The part I was in, too, I was at an Apple store, and I was at the African-American Music Museum out there. And, you needed a mask. But on that strip, with all those bars,
people were outside.
What?
Because in Tampa, let me tell you. Woo! Anyways, but
all right, let's focus.
I'm going to try to breathe, maybe go to the pool, because it gets 80 degrees down here, guys. No disrespect. Relax a little bit. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Keep this nice and short, guys, because I see Laura, I can tell already, is scrolling articles and not listening to what I'm saying. Hello, everyone. I listen to the show every day. Thank you for the entertainment on my way to work every day. Mm-hmm. I am 41 years old, and I have been in a relationship for 2 years with my 40-year-old girlfriend.
Okay.
I have 3 kids of my own, and she has 4. That's 7, guys.
7 kids is a lot of kids.
The problem is that I recently came across my 21-year-old son's phone and saw that he was texting my 19-year-old stepdaughter with heart emojis and with texts that said, I miss you and stuff like that.
What?
I just glanced at it, but it's obvious they are hooking up or at least talking to each other in a dating kind of way. I haven't told my girlfriend or talked to my son about it. I honestly don't have a problem with it because they didn't grow up together or live with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that my girl will have a problem with them dating. Should I keep this to myself or should I bring it up? Thank you. P.S. Ebro, I just watched the show Warrior on Max and it was fire.
Fire.
I watched both seasons in 3 days. You need to recommend more shows.
Hey, all right.
That was about all he has. I have news for you. That was his big one for the last couple of years.
What, Warrior?
Warrior.
Yeah, Warrior's fire.
I still haven't gotten to Warrior. Anyways, sorry.
How long have they been together?
They have been in a relationship for 2 years.
Seven kids, though, in there. Mixed family.
So 2 years, 21-year-old. How old is the daughter?
It's a 23 and a 21, I believe. Or 21 or 19.
They grown.
You should tell your wife, though.
Yeah,
you
if that's the question.
That's yes. The question.
If that's the question, then yeah, this is simple.
Because he feels
it's not a wife. It's not a wife. It's a relationship. But yes.
Yeah, he should tell his partner. How about that? Yeah, his partner. Because he's on some, like, I don't care if they date, but I think my girl will have a problem with it. Well, you should definitely tell her.
And then maybe she can ask her daughter about it. And you don't have to be involved in it if you don't want
and
to.
And maybe he could smooth it out a little bit. Because he says he doesn't care, but she does. And maybe he'll say, look, I don't know if it's that big of an issue, but I care if you care. But you don't have to, like, make them feel crazy about it.
But there's
it.
So many layers to how big of a deal this is, depending on, are y'all going to be together forever?
Yeah, do you care more when you have the daughter?
That's a whole other conversation. There's a piece missing. These kids live in the same house together.
No.
That's what I was wondering, but.
No.
They don't live together.
Because they don't know. Yeah, they don't
live together. So they're basically.
No, they don't. They didn't grow up together or live with each other.
Right. So it's awkward. It's not ideal, but it's also not.
It's not the end of the world.
Right. It's not that big of a deal.
It could lead to an annoying circumstance when they invariably stop seeing each other and then they're step siblings if you guys are together forever.
Right.
That's a little weird. Every time you bring someone home. By the way, so there's my stepbrother. We used to hook up when I first met. Like that. You don't need that.
Yeah.
But it's also not the end of the world.
And they're just horny. Let's keep it honest.
Yeah, he's really just horny. Yeah, he's looking at his son like, "Word, you got the younger version."
Hey,
like,
you need to ask your son. You need to ask your son if he's been watching that family porn that they have online. Where
Why would you really think that's where you need to go?
That's where he got this idea from.
Taboo.
What if she's just attractive and they don't know each other well? So,
all right. Well, bottom line, his question was: should he tell the partner? Right?
Yes. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. We all
unequivocally.
Agree. tell her and work it out. Yeah. So say the guru.
Wow. Look at you.
She was done with it. She was finished.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. We have no weakness.
All right, guys. Coming up in the Flash and Lights Report, Billboard just announced the Billboard Women in Music Awards with special host Tracee Ellis Ross. Now, they're honoring a lot of incredible women. So I'll give you the details on this story coming up next.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash, lights, lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and Laura Stiles can put us on.
Billboard just announced the host and the honorees for the 2024 Billboard Women in Music Awards. This is pretty dope. Now, Tracee Ellis Ross will be the host. Let me see. And this,
we like her.
This is going to be a good one. I know. We like her.
We like her. Yeah, man. Come on, Tracee.
So it's going to have a lot of performances, and it's live from the YouTube Theater in Hollywood. Mm. But I'm looking at some of the people that are going to be, you know, presented and performing. Kylie Minogue will receive an Icon Award.
Okay.
Wow. She kicks off her Las Vegas residency.
Nice.
Oh, that's kind of dope. Let me see. I see Ice Spice is in the mix. Of course, what? They're going to... Yes, Victoria Monet. Now, she's having an incredible year. People are absolutely... I'm glad that people are really, like, just giving her love. Yeah, and her project is super dope. You know what I mean?
Being well-received, for sure.
Yeah.
Big tune. On My Mama. On My
South
Love.
South Korean group New Jeans is also going to receive the Group of the Year Award. And Tems will receive a Breakthrough Award. So, this is dope, man.
Shout out to Africa.
Yes, I can't wait to see this. So tickets to attend the award show are available to the public. So this is one of those things where fans can actually, you know, purchase tickets. Super dope.
Fire.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash. Lights, lights,
lights. I know you're ready for the flash. Laura Stiles can put us on.